Alex Aldo played goal, and Phillips will be able to play.
I noticed that you have Turris with Alfie and Eric Condra in the skate today. What would you like to see out of Turris and Alfie? And obviously now, the way you have your lines, you pretty much have a scoring threat in those top three lines. There's somebody that needs
one goal. Well, we're again looking for chemistry between players. We know that Mahalik and Spez have been real good all year with Greening, and again we're trying to find some chemistry for Kyle Turris and to, you know, just to see who can play with him and get him going. Condra scored a couple times with him, and he's a conscious on the line, and Alfie obviously is. Alfie and having Foligno play in the third group gives us a, you know, we're hoping a little better balance scoring throughout our lineup and make us a little harder to defend. Well, we have a number of games coming up here. We got four in the next 6 days. And Craig just came off before the holidays of playing three games in four nights. This is a Western Conference game. Tomorrow night's an Eastern Conference game. Monday's an Eastern Conference game. Wednesday's an Eastern Conference game. So we feel that we'll have Craig playing the bulk of those games.
Any further updates on Jesse or Peter Reading?
Not on Peter, but Jesse worked out today again. And if that goes good this morning, he'll work out again tonight. And if that goes good with no symptoms, he's scheduled to skate tomorrow. And then once he starts on the ice, you know, that kicks in the protocol, symptom-free and everything. So very positive for Jesse. Back-to-back games and playing 4 and 6 night, that's all.
Yes, for Coach. All right, thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Coach.
For the game and your efforts with your illness, had a fantastic career and
One of the best players in the league for a long time, so I'm trying to go with a pretty impressive. It looks like you'll get an opportunity at least to start this game with Kyle Turris and Eric Condra on the line. What have you seen out of Kyle in his first four games? Well, solid all overall. I think, and hopefully I can help him out, get some better spots, get some more shots away, and try to be up there with him. He's a great speed, he's got great speed, so he's got sneaky skills, kind of. He's better with the puck than a lot of guys give him credit for. So I look forward to it. It should be fun.
Dan, does there have to be much done differently to change the fortunes of tonight's game from Tuesday's?
No, I mean, we know Calgary's same situation. They're desperate for points as well. We played them not too long, a bit over a month ago in Calgary, and they play a hard game. They play tight defensively, and they don't give you much. So always, every night pretty much, you know, you got to be good in neutral zone, and special teams got to win you the game.
Do you think a lot about that 400 goal? Like, is it something that's a lot
in your mind? No, I don't. It'll happen when it happens, and, you know, I try to score every game if I can, and you do everything you can to put yourself in positions to get shots and get scoring chances, and after that it's pretty much up to your skill and the goalie skills to see what's going to happen, who's going to make the save, who's going to score. So it's nothing I think about, but I do get reminded, so it's something I'm aware of.
Given your history, considering you've done other big things in your life? No, I don't.
Yeah, I've had some good milestones or big goals. It's going to happen when it happens. There's no way. I had some great chances last game, and I feel like shooting the puck better today than I did a couple of days ago, so it's I feel pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't get the optimist line. What do you expect of that new trio?
Well, I think we should be a good line forecheck. It should be a big and Callum, Conger, and myself can all skate good. We can get in there and create havoc. Three right-handed shots, so we should be able to find each other and create some offense. But, you know, we also want to be a good defensive line that, you know, can play against any other line. So I look forward to it. They're two really good players, and you know, I'm going to try to keep up.
What have you learned of this game so far?
Speed, you know, and I think it's hard to come in, new team, new system, whatever, to adjust, but he's done a great job. He goes to net hard, he likes shooting the puck, and, you know, I'm going to try my best to find him in the slot and give him some chances.
The way that the Lions are going to start this hockey game, you'll get a chance to play with Daniel Alfredson for the first time. How excited are you for that opportunity?
Really excited. It's really neat, and lots of fun, and high energy. Try and get him the puck and go to the net.
What sorts of things have you seen? It's only been four games that you've played alongside Daniel Alfredson. What have you seen out of his game that you think might complement your own game?
Oh, he's so good in every department that makes everybody around him better. And he's a great passer. He's got a great shot. Strong on the puck. He competes. He's great in his own zone. He's good. He's an all-around player. He's good at everything. So, he makes everybody around him better. And I'm really excited to play him.
Is this a situation where you just have to remind yourself to play your game and not try and do too much or do too much watching?
Yeah, just I don't want to be watching. I want to be contributing and like I said, kind of building chemistry with him and getting the puck going in the net and taking advantage of our chances here.
Thank you.
To lose too many games in a row, you see people keep up when you're pretty close in the standings, and when you lose by, you know, four or five goals, it's a bit of a shock to your team, and knowing they have to do things a little bit differently. So, you know, we've done a good job of responding to this point, and tonight's going to be a big challenge for us. We're playing as a team that's playing real well, but coming off of back to back, we hope to get off to a good start and try to get them to play from behind.
Chase, does there have to be much done differently tonight compared to what you did against Montreal?
Not really. We started pretty good against Montreal, and we did some good things. We just have to make sure that we maintain that for the full game and not have lapses in our game, and try to stay out of the penalty box too. I think, you know, penalties at times during the year have killed our momentum, and we have to make sure that we're not taking, you know, penalties at bad times.
Do we not put enough stock into puck luck?
It's a little bit of, it definitely is. Like, there's some nights when you don't play good and you find a way to win, and there's nights when you play real good and things don't go your way at all. So I think the score in the Montreal game, I don't think, is indicative of how we played, but it is what it is, and we can use it as a bit of motivation to have a better bounce-back game tonight, even though there's not a lot for us to change.